we're making the case for and against Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield. Here are three reasons why Mayfield makes sense for the Browns. Number one, in this crowded group of quarterbacks, no one had as much success at the collegiate level than Baker Mayfield. He went from a walk-on twice at both Texas Tech and Oklahoma and gravitated to become one of college football's best players. He won the Heisman Trophy, won the Maxwell Award, he won just about everything, and he led his team to two college football playoff appearances over three seasons. Number two, he's the most accurate passer in this draft. He never finished a season with a completion percentage worse than 68, and he finished his senior season with a completion percentage of 70.5. These weren't just short throws either. He is the best rated quarterback on throws of 20 yards or more, according to a number of statistical analyses. Number three, he's a bona fide leader. Listen to Hugh Jackson himself. All it took was a hee-hee at Oklahoma's Pro Day, and he got the players rallied around him and ready to support him and follow his lead. No one has the charisma and moxie that Mayfield has in this draft, and maybe that is what this Browns locker room needs to get back into winning form. And now, three reasons why the Browns should do anything but take Baker Mayfield. Number one, his measurements simply aren't up to the standard. Standing a shade below 6'1", Mayfield would instantly become one of the league's smallest quarterbacks. There's outliers, sure, and Mayfield would have to be an outlier to succeed in the NFL. Look around, you see Drew Brees, Russell Wilson. They've had a lot of success and had to work their butts off to be elite NFL quarterbacks. But I'll throw it right back at you. Russell Wilson and Drew Brees were nowhere near the first or fourth pick in the NFL draft. Number two, Mayfield comes from a conference that doesn't exactly produce a lot of elite NFL starting quarterbacks. He ran a fast-paced spread offense and threw to a lot of wide-open wide receivers. Looking at the Rose Bowl against Georgia when the pressure stepped up, Mayfield's accuracy slipped a bit. In the NFL, he's going to have to throw receivers open, and that's going to be a lot to ask as he makes the transition into a veteran locker room. Number three, there are some off-field concerns. Mayfield was recently arrested and had a number of questionable on-field antics. It may turn out to be nothing, but these are questions Mayfield had to answer a number of times going into the combine and during his draft interviews. With the first and fourth overall picks in the draft, the Browns may simply decide it's not worth the risk. It'd be an absolute stunner if the Browns don't take a quarterback with either the first or fourth overall pick in the draft, and it's only a matter of time before we find out if Baker Mayfield is the guy.